Rosalind, let's start first and talk about the study, a little bit of history behind it, and why Indiana Soybean Alliance took part and helped fund it.
Well, I think the biggest thing that we all recognize as we work in agriculture is that we know that we are a significant we have significant impact, especially in local communities, but also in the broader economy of the state. So, but what we didn't have were really current or good numbers on what that true impact was. So we had an opportunity to work with the Indiana Business Research Center to conduct this study and actually put some hard numbers and some analysis to the impact of agriculture on Indiana's economy.
Roz, when we talk about the facts and figures, let's look at those and how much, how big and how much is Indiana agriculture a part of the state's economy?
The total economic impact of Indiana's economy is $37.9 billion, and that's a pretty significant number just by itself. But when you look at the agricultural industry's direct impact to Indiana's economy of $25.4 billion, that number alone is pretty significant. So it's a very important part of the economic growth in Indiana, and when you look at it as percentage of GDP, this study captures 5% of Indiana's total gross domestic product. So that, too, is a pretty significant number.
How do some of the specific commodities break out, and what does that show there?
Sure. The whole report is available online, so you can get all kinds of details on what specifically different commodities and different classifications contribute. But not surprising, the top two are grain farming and oilseed farming. And grain farming is mostly corn with some wheat and oats in there. And then oilseeds, which is soybeans. Those are the top two contributors to the economic impact.
Were there any surprises that are taken out of this study, maybe numbers or things that you weren't expecting to find out as a result?
You know, you can get really caught up in the dollars, but when you start looking at the other numbers within the study, the jobs number jumped out at me. You've got 103,000 people that are directly involved in crop production and processing. Total, the agricultural economy contributes to 190,000 Hoosier jobs. So those numbers are pretty significant when you're looking at an industry such as ours, and we're largely thought of as tractors in fields. There's a whole lot that goes on within the agricultural economy that drives a lot of other jobs.
What are some of the things that you will do with this study? How can this help to bring light and to bring some focus on Indiana's agriculture industry?
I think so often we have to talk in generalities of the importance of agriculture to our rural economy and to our state's economy. And what this gives us is hard evidence and true numbers of what agriculture means to Indiana. I think it also highlights that Indiana is a good place for agriculture, and agriculture has done good things for Indiana. So, you know, we will continue to be a state that is proud of our agricultural heritage and our agricultural future, and we'll be able to use these findings in order to help to highlight that.